Coach, how does the quarterback bounce back from a 5-interception performance?
Well, I think Matt already addressed that right after the game, and I think if any quarterback has the right mentality for that, it's Matt. Mm-hmm. I mean, his experience and the fact that it was very unusual. There were some unusual bounces. You got to have a short memory. You know, it's like the corner that gives up a touchdown over his head. It's you got to move on, and you know, we know that that Matt's gonna bounce back from that. He's just gotta forget about it and move on to the next one.
He's got a good psyche in that way.
Yeah, real good.
How would you summarize their pass defense, and how's Barber looking in his move back to free safety there?
Well, their pass defense, like everything else, stats can be deceiving, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think your stats can sometimes make you look better than you actually are, and sometimes worse than you actually are. I think in the case of Tampa Bay's pass defense, they've had to rotate a lot of different guys through their secondary, and they're definitely playing their best football the last 3 weeks. And as far as Barber goes, I mean, us not playing them until game 11, I didn't watch all the early games. I've just been watching the last half of the season, and I think he's made a nice transition. He's still a playmaker, you know, whether he's playing at the free safety or when they move him down and he plays the dime spot. He's still a good blitzer, still a good tackler, still got a nose for the ball. He's their Tony Gonzalez. I mean, he's an ageless guy that always plays at a high level.
And Mason Foster in the middle of that defense, he kind of taken into that role here in the year two.
He's in the middle, and I think he's their second leading tackler. The other guy that though is the rookie, 54. That's their leading tackler. I mean, those two guys have been real productive for him. They're number one in the league against the run, and those two guys are making a lot of tackles.
How tough is this run defense to prepare for? They seem pretty stingy.
Yeah, no, they are. They're doing a good job. Their front seven and all the movements and all the run blitzes they give you. As I've said in here before, just every week has a new set of challenges, and this week is certainly no different. They've got some difficult things that we have to address, and that's what we practice for. That's what we game plan for, and it should be a great one on Sunday.
Michael Bennett, how would you describe him as a rusher? No, I see the numbers.
Yeah, he's having a nice year. He's not just as a rusher, but just as an all-around player. I mean, he's having an outstanding year. You know, he's got 7 sacks. He's putting pressure on the quarterback. Their whole front is relentless. I mean, these guys they don't quit until the whistle. They play extremely hard. That jumps right off the tape at you. And this is going to be a team that, for us to be successful, we're going to have to outwork their front.
And what's your philosophy on kneel downs when you get into the victory formation? Are you preparing for them to come after you like they did earlier?
Our philosophy is we hope we get in that situation. Uh-huh. It's a good situation to be in, our favorite play.
Uh-huh. And to be ready in case the other team tries to.
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. It's on film. It's on. They've proven that they're going to play hard every play, and we've got to be ready to do the same.